We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl, the Guru Johnson, Cavs assistant coach Phil Handy. I am Zachariah. We have you 2 hours in the books, two more to go. If you want to weigh in, a lot of Niners talk we did, a lot of Raiders talk we did, a lot of Warriors talk that we'll do again and continue. You can weigh in if you have questions for the Bay Area legend slash future blank. I will not say what it is because we have audio for Phil Handy that apparently he hasn't heard. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, the PenskeAutoSales.com text line 95795. On Twitter, he's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Phil, do you not have a Twitter? You got to hit the on button over there. Yeah, there you go.
Nah, man, no Twitter.
No Twitter.
None?
Only Instagram, that's it.
Well, that's the same, okay. Man.
All right, what's the Instagram?
The Instagram. The Real 94 Feet of Game.
The Real 94 Feet of Game. Can you explain the handle,
Phil? That is dope.
The Real?
Yeah.
Because, you know, before I became a coach in the NBA, that was my business, 94 Feet of Game. And after I left and took the coaching job with the Lakers, they required me to kind of shut my business down.
Really?
Man, I had all kind of people trying to take my business name.
Really?
And you used to work out. Kids, colleges.
Kids, college,
pros.
NBA,
so. I mean, that's how you got into it, right?
Yeah, that's how I started. Yeah. So when I people convinced me to get on Instagram because I'm not a social media guy.
Me either. I only do it because of my profession.
I didn't want to put Phil Handy, so the Real 94 Feet of Game, just to let people
know.
Now,
Zach, I can remember going to San Jose State. People don't know this about you, Phil. Watching you play at the University of Hawaii. And then can you just share with the listeners, like, where you played? And I went to the Coliseum to see you play on the Golden State Warriors and you overseas. Kind of share your background in regard to your playing days.
Well, I mean, I went to James Logan High School in Union City.
The U.
Me and Lack and the U.
There
my,
you go.
And my light-skinned crew, Relly Rail, and all the knuckleheads.
UNE, but, right?
Yeah.
I've learned about this over the years from my boy Guru. I'm like an adopted child to the U. You know what I'm saying?
The U. So after that, I went to I actually went to Ohlone College, and then I went to Skyline Community College for a year. And
they
then
had
I went
some
to,
boys, man.
Then I went to the University
had
of Hawaii.
Had some battles with
man.
Had some battles with them.
So that's my, you know, that's my ties to the city. You know, I was at Skyline for a year, and then I went to the University of Hawaii, and after that, I came out of school, and really didn't know what I was going to do. It was a lockout that year, and the Warriors had a free agent camp. They invited me to the camp once the lockout ended, and I made the team. Man, that's probably the hardest way you can make a team.
I believe
it. Going to a invite camp, then you get invited to training camp. And, you know, Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, man, Latrell Sprewell, Keith Jennings, man, those dudes were all, like, big advocates of mine. Man, they were big-time help. And then I played in Portland the next year with the Trailblazers. And I played in the CBA. And then after that, man, I was just like, you know what, the league is what it is. I just want to hoop. So I went to France, played in Italy, Germany, Spain, England, Israel, Australia. And it was a nice ride, man.
We got a lot to get to with Phil Handy, longtime friend of Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. If you guys have questions about how he got to where he's at, we have some audio. Actually, you know what? I want to play this now.
Let's do it. Get it
I
out.
I want to play this now.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Look, deliver the baby.
Hey, here's the bottom line. All right? We can talk about how great he is. And, and look, he's done amazing things. He's moved up in the ranks. But when you have a guy that gets ratings like Stephen A. Smith does on First Take, talking about you in this light, I would like to just play this, and then we can have the conversation. We don't even have to talk about it. I just want it to be played for the listeners out there to know exactly what we're dealing with right here. Here is Stephen A. Smith. Whether you love him or not, here is what he is saying about the man that we're talking with.
LeBron James is the real deal. The superstar showed up again yesterday. Four big-time three-pointers he hit in the second half. I think it was all in the third quarter. The dude is just special. There's no doubt about it. But I piggyback to my comment from last week when I talked about the greatest player for those 4 to 6 minutes. And those last two, it's somebody else. And that dude is Kyrie Irving. We have to stop the presses right now. My man Phil Handy, who's an assistant coach formerly of the Lakers, now in Cleveland, works with Kyrie Irving and other players a lot, does a hell of a job. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach for years to come in the NBA. Give him his love.
Give him his love.
And can we play just the last part of that? Can we cut that up to just play the last part? Give me like the last 20 seconds. I want Phil to just soak that in one more time. Go ahead.
Come on. We have to stop the presses right now. My man Phil Handy, who's an assistant coach formerly of the Lakers, now in Cleveland, works with Kyrie Irving and other players a lot, does a hell of a job. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach for years to come in the NBA. Give him his love.
When you hear that, though, Phil, real, and I sent that to you as best I could via the iPhone. Wow. I mean, no, seriously, I know it's not, and that's your man, but is that the aspiration right now?
Man, look, I think, first off, man, I appreciate Stephen A. And everybody else that shows me love. That's big, man. That's for real, that's like, that's heart. That's heart. That's just love right there.
So. Yeah. I can only imagine getting that type of accolades, and I'm not putting him on a pedestal saying it, but it feels good. Like when Papa says the guru had me going, or Zachariah talked about, I mean, when you get that kind of recognition from people.
And people are noticing your work.
It's got to feel great. And I'm sure because of the journey, right? I mean, nobody knows. And look, I'm not saying this like I'm a basketball player or a basketball coach or a GM or anything.
Yeah.
But just in my own personal situation and doing sports broadcasting, people don't know the bad stuff, right? They hear the stuff on air. They don't know the stuff that you go through off of that. So to hear somebody saying something like that on that big of a platform, I'm assuming would be amazing to hear, man. Feel.
That's just, I feel honored, you know, just that, you know, Stephen A. or anybody of that caliber would recognize the work that I do. For me, it's the same every day. You know, I have this phrase that I've been using for a couple of years now: hard work is undefeated. Man, I really live by that. And I think that's what's propelled me to where I am today. I mean, obviously people helped me along the way, but I really just, I wanted to hone in on my craft. When I started training, I wanted to be the best in the business, and I just wanted to be known for the work that I did, the details that I put into it, man. And so it's just to be able to be at this point where I am today and have worked with some of the players that I work with, man, it's
humbling, right?
It's humbling, and it's like I couldn't have dreamt it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We're about to transition into a new president, but – I'm follow you on Instagram, and you have a picture in your suit looking just as smooth and clean as can be, and you're holding the NBA, you're holding the championship trophy. Can you tell us what that was like, you know, going to the White House, meeting President Obama, and just, you know, looking around that beautiful, yard, like, man, you know, I'm here.
Man, that was that was an unreal experience, man, just on many different levels.
How nice is it?
The White House is beautiful.
Is it like?
I'm going to tell you what, though. The layers of security, oh, my goodness, it's ridiculous. I mean, we went through five levels of security just to
Give us an example.
And you were the hoop team,
empty out your pockets or come
and you were the hoop team.
Empty out your pockets, turn off your phones, don't talk.
Don't talk.
We're going to escort you guys to this next area.
The White House, the next area.
The next area.
And this is Bron. You know, is Kyrie.
Man, everybody. We get off the bus, and I'm like, okay, we go through this one security. And they're like, yeah, you guys got another. You got a couple more. And that's like probably like a half a mile from the property, from the XO.
Even getting to the house.
Man, it's surreal. I mean, we get in the grounds, and you just walk in on the property. Man, there's dudes in bushes. Just, they got AK, whatever, biggest machine guns you can think of. Dudes are hiding around corners. I mean, it's the security is ridiculous.
Phil Handy, Director of Player Development, Assistant Coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers, good enough to join us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. He is a product of the UN, as I've learned it is, Union City. If you have questions, comments, anything for Phil, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, PenskeAutoSales.com, text line 95795. Now, Phil, there's a little bit of me, and I want to talk X's and O's. We have an hour. We asked, actually, Phil 50 minutes to go now, yeah. All the way to 7, but spoiler alert, he said he had to bounce at 6.
Not today. Not today.
I do want to talk X's and O's with you, and I want to talk basketball, but there is a conundrum for me here as a Bay Area kid. I'm Berkeley through and through. You're from the Bay, which is great, and I love all your success. You also were pretty much single-handedly responsible for the Cavs being the first team ever to overcome a 3-1 deficit in the finals against the Warriors.
Wow.
How do you – yeah, wow. Thank you, me. How do you balance being a Bay boy and also encouraging your Midwest Cleveland team that you would have never normally cared about when you were a kid?
Hey, first off, man, look. I can't take responsibility for that. I just did my part.
You gave the speech.
Hey, man.
It's been well documented, Phil.
But you know what, though? It wasn't a speech, man. I was speaking from my heart. Mm. I was mad as hell. Excuse my language. Yeah, right. I'm from the Bay. I coach for the Cavs. I mean, wherever I am, I'm loyal. That's my job. So I'm going to put my heart into it. Now, people ask me, was it bittersweet? Unfortunately, no, it was not. It was all sweet. Because I coach for the Cavaliers.
Ah, oh, makes it worse.
It's called being a professional.
I know it makes it worse, though. It hurts more.
Now, but you
I don't
know what,
though?
Hear it. On the flip side of it, I'm happy for the Bay because the Bay has another champion. Mm. Being that I'm from here,
oh,
just another
you're
product.
Calling yourself a champion.
Nah,
I see what you did there.
No, but listen, you know what I'm saying? The Bay Area, people throw a lot of shade on the Bay, but man, we have a lot of people that come from this area that have done good things. So for me to be able to reach that accomplishment and recognize where I'm from, and to be able to reach that accomplishment in my hometown, man, that was special. It was special.
Now, Game 7.
Yeah, that's big. Let me ask you this. And I've never made the pros, but I do know this about sports.
Really?
It's a fraternity.
Hang on. Breaking news. Yeah. Breaking news, Phil.
Well, I
could have
went pro with
Hang
the
on.
Baseball.
Wait a second. Can we get breaking? There we go. Daryl the Guru Johnson has never made the pros. All right, the floor is yours.
Y'all did not break out the music. I have learned it's a fraternity. So when you look at the Warriors, Steph, Clay, and, you know, not even no groupie at all, but do you have relationships with those guys? That like, did you know them guys prior to the finals? Or you know what I mean? Is it like when you say, you know, you know other guys, and I'm saying it's a fraternity, did you have any relationships with guys on the Warriors prior to the finals?
I mean, Harrison Barnes, I've known him for a while.
Okay.
Really good relationship with him. And obviously, Andy Varejao, you know, because he was in Cleveland with us. But as far as, like, Clay and Steph and Draymond, I mean, I knew Draymond a little bit. I don't know those guys like that. But it's just a respect. Right. Like you're saying, just being a part of the NBA family. You know, that people talk about that. So as coaches, as players, trainers, whoever's a part of the NBA family, man, it's just a, you know, it's just a level of respect that goes with that.
Now, oh, go ahead, Phil. The night that the Warriors went up 3-1 and you gave that speech, did you drive back to the hotel? I mean, honestly, deep in your gut, did you say, you know what, this might just be too big of a hill. The Warriors are on fire. This is going to be the set. Phil, all the people were ready to write. It was almost done. Even in my mind, I was like, it's
still
a wrap.
Over in my mind.
Yeah. But, Phil, how did you guys know that was even feasible, that you could come back from that and all the things that transpired?
No, when I spoke out to the team, that was actually after game 2 here. You know, we had came here for the first 2 games, and Golden State just handed it to us. So when we got back to Cleveland, you know, we obviously played well in game 3. Game 4, we didn't play great, but we still played decent enough. After the game, man, I'm telling you, our locker room, it was calm, peaceful. Look, T. Lou and Bron sent 2 clear messages to the whole team. If you don't think we can win game 5, don't get on the plane. That was it.
Wow. How profound is that? Don't get on the plane.
Look, there was no panicking. You know, it was like everybody was like, yeah, we're down 3-1, but what do we have to do? We got to win 1 game. That's how we took it. There was no game 6. There was no game 7. We have to win 1 game. Everything that we do right now, we throw in the whole kitchen sink into game 5. And that's what we had to do. And I believe that everybody on that team felt, you know, if we can win game 5, there was no way we weren't going to go back to Cleveland and not win game six. You know, so it was really just one of those things where it's like, look, man, there is no next week. It's only tomorrow. It's only right now. This is what we have to do.
Phil Handy, assistant coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, good enough to join us. Daryl, the Guru, Jonathan, Zachariah, 95.7 the game, according to Stephen A. Smith. Can we play that audio one more time? Just the
you'll hear it. Fit.
Just the last part. Here's the reason why I'm doing this. And look, I'm going to be fully honest here, Phil. I'm not doing this to pump you up. I'm not doing this to pump my boy Guru's boy up. I'm not doing that for either reason. I'm doing this for if or should you get a NBA coaching job and you be very successful, as we're going to hear from Stephen A. Smith, a very prominent voice in the sports broadcasting industry. I just want to make sure you don't forget about me. So I'm going to play this as much as I can.
Oh, he's not lying.
So that when you get big time and I hit you up and I find your assistant, flag on me? What's for what? I'm being honest. Let's hear from Stephen A. Smith on the great Phil Handy.
My man Phil Handy, who's an assistant coach formerly of the Lakers, now in Cleveland, works with Kyrie Irving and other players a lot, does a hell of a job. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach for years to come in the NBA. Give him his love.
I'm not one that reports propaganda.
I second that, okay?
Wow.
I second Stephen A. Smith on that. I want to ask you about this. A lot of stuff that I want to ask you about, and hopefully in the second part of the hour, the second half hour that we have, we get into X's and O's and talking about the game. But you brought up T. Lou and the David Blatt situation. There was a lot of coaches in the industry, both former and current, that were upset about them having – did you guys have the best record in the league when he got fired?
I think in the East.
In the East? There was a lot of people in that fraternity that were upset about that. And it seems like if they didn't do that move, you guys probably wouldn't have won the championship. But what are your thoughts from that transition from going from Blatt to T. Lou, and also your role in that entire situation?
I mean, I none of us had a role in that. I mean, that was that's management.
No, I don't mean your role in firing him. I mean, like, how you were redistributed role changed.
T. Lou and Blatt had a great relationship. I mean, they had a great working relationship. There was no kind of...
It was Bron, huh?
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Come on. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Play the breaking news sounder. Hang on real quick.
Nah, man.
Hang on,
that's
Phil.
What you guys would like to believe.
Yes. Breaking news. LeBron James fired David Blatt. Hired T. Lou. Phil Handy just broke the news. Drop allegedly, please.
Hey, man.
Allegedly. We're good now, Phil. Go ahead.
I'm here to tell you that the NBA is just it's a tough business. It's a tough business. And so, you know, things happen in this business, man, that, you know, people don't agree with, or a lot of different people with different opinions don't like. And Dave, you know, Coach Blatt knew that as well, just in terms of what's the nature of the business. You know, a lot of guys, you know, you get hired, you get fired, just for maybe many different reasons.
Let me ask you this. Do you think you would have won the title if Blatt was the coach? I'm putting you in a tough spot.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I know.
You put me in a tough spot.
I am. It seems like that was the best move.
I mean,
even though I'm not saying Blatt's not good. I'm not saying Blatt's not good. I'm saying that change probably led to it.
Well, the history of it is whatever impulse David Griffin has, it paid. Hey, we won the championship. He felt whatever he felt in his gut. He felt that was the best direction the organization needed to go in, and the owners supported him. Hey, man, and we won a championship. So you can't – whatever Mr. Griffin felt like when he was sleeping that night or whenever he came to that conclusion, it was in his gut. And so as a GM, you know, I don't know what that seat feels like, just like I don't know what a head coach seat feels like. But whatever you feel like you have to
you
do –
You will, though. Don't forget about me when that happens.
Now, you sit right behind the coaches in your nice suit, right behind the head coach. I'm always pointing you out to my wife and son and daughter on TV. But when you go to the game early, which you helped me get to Sacramento, love, last night, you're out there working up a sweat before the game with the likes of Kyrie Irving. I saw it when I checked you out with Kobe and the Lakers. My question is, where did you get all of that? You know, how do you computerize to know what guys as great as LeBron or Kobe or whoever you work with on your roster, how do you break them down to know what to work on, Phil? Because I saw you with Kyrie, and it was like you were playing, a sweat, like you were playing the game. And I'm like, this is special. This dude is actually working with greats,
but they have the they respect Phil.
Well, man, I just think it's about how I've approached the craft of basketball. You know, just look, man, God has blessed me with a real love and a passion for the game and knowledge. So over the years, my knowledge for the game has grown. And for me, like I said, man, those guys are who they are. So my job, our job is to figure out ways that we can help them improve what they do. How can you get better even though you are the best player or one of the best players in this game? There's always room to improve. And so guys like that, those type of dudes are like, okay, if you got something that's going to help me improve my craft, they want to be perfectionists, man. So just for me, it's just, one, being honest. Two, being confident in my knowledge and my abilities as a coach, as a trainer, to know that, look, man, I know the stuff. I know my stuff. So here's what I think can help you. And they can either take it or not. You know, and Kobe was one of those guys.
Footwork with Kobe.
Nah, man.
You could have that conversation.
He taught me stuff. Mm. You know, I mean, I learned from those dudes. No, big time. You know, people, look, coaches learn. If you're not learning as a coach, then you're not a real coach. So Kyrie,
you're getting better or you're getting worse, right?
Kyrie teaches me stuff. Freaking Kay Felder teaches me stuff. You know, I learn from those dudes. Being on the floor with them, it's really a give and take. You know, as they get older and they get better, you know, Kyrie is mature so much as a player. When I first got to Cleveland, working out wasn't something he really liked, but he grew to love it. So now he'll tell me, "Yo, gee, man, I want to do this or I want to do that." You know, so it's a true collaboration, man.
Awesome. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Blessed to be joined by Phil Handy, assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe in Redwood City's got a question for you. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I just want to know one thing, like. You, like, being down 3-1, like, when LeBron, or everybody, just everybody, like, what was the idea? Like, what was it like, you know, like, did it ever, I'm talking after game one, when that thing happened with LeBron, just how did you guys deal with that in the locker room after the game? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it like? Because I just remember that LeBron was like, well, we all were looking at it in the locker room. And I was kind of just like, well, I wonder what everybody was saying that day in the locker room.
You mean,
like, what's that like?
You mean when we were down 3-1?
Yeah. Like,
you know,
like,
man, it was, I was telling these guys, our locker room was.
Thank you, Joe.
Our locker room was really calm. There was no.
No panic.
No panic. You know, fellas came in after the game. It was just like, yo, man, we have a task at hand.
Really?
No, seriously.
Not worried?
Not at all.
Going to Golden State game five after LeBron snitched on Draymond?
What you going to be worried about?
We'll talk about that later.
What do you have to be worried about? Our only focus was to win game five. That's it.
Yeah.
That was.
Could you figure you had six in the bag and then game seven, anything goes?
No. You know, I don't even think we figured that game six was in the bag. We were just like, we need to win this next game and we get back home. You know, that's a comfort zone for us. It was just all about game five, man.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We have gotten into the mind of Phil Handy, Director of Player Development, Assistant Coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's talk some X's and O's. I want to run some three-point numbers by you. I want to talk about this game on Monday that you are here for, obviously, and a whole ton of other stuff. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. We have the VIP member, Phil Handy, Director, Player Development, Assistant Coach for your hated Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot of people texting in, man. You're a traitor. They don't want you. A lot of people giving love to.
From the back.
Some people not happy.
You know, listen, they
I understand
it.
It.
They call me
You're basically the reason why the Cavs won it.
Hey, listen.
You gave the speech that led to the Warriors being the first basketball team ever to blow a 3-1 lead in the finals. That was you.
Is that how people look at it?
That you did it. You yelled at everybody after game four, and then insanity ensued. Right? No? Not a fair representation?
Nah, man, I just did my job. That's it.
All right. We have great audio. We're going to do that now. I've been teasing it for like 2.5 hours. We're going to do it now, and then we're going to talk X's and O's. I have some numbers from Phil, and look, he's an assistant coach. He knows a lot more than you and me, so we're gonna do that at 5:45. Then he's going to leave us. We tried to keep him till 7. It's a shame that Phil's not going to be part of the
word. He didn't do it too short. He was strong.
No. He gave me the smooth, no, not today.
No. I love it.
He basically told me kick rocks. I mean, you know.
He gave us an hour, man.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. I know, but I wanted him for the word. He would have been great
Saturday
for the word.
Night.
It is Saturday night.
Can we
night.
Get that?
Well, no. We haven't done Niners. Yeah, where's Guru Saturday night? Get, he loves to hear his own voice.
Oh, wow.
Do we have that?
I've never. Yeah. I want to hear it. I've never heard it.
Wes will get it for us
we
in
can't,
a minute.
I don't get to hear this in Cleveland, man.
How long is it going to take, Wes? By the way, how are you?
Saturday night. that's Lil Wes's.
The chocolate
doing.
Thor. By the way, before we get to the audio.
I'll stop now.
Before we get to the audio.
You see me knocking.
Yeah. Oh, man. Play me Black Don't Crack Jack.
Black Anyways. Don't Crack Jack.
Yeah, I learned that from Guru. I didn't know Black didn't crack.
I'm Black and I'm loud.
Yeah.
Wow, they're wow.
That's they call me Black Araya, Phil.
This wasn't in the rundown.
I've been adopted. No, yeah, it was not.
I wish I was Black.
Well, there we go.
How do you just cut up just me saying I wish I was Black?
I wish I was Black so that I could do that.
There we go. Yeah. So that I could do that.
What type of food
blacker than
like?
Me? Blacker than me?
Yeah, there
no,
you go.
He doesn't like that one. He hates that drop.
Oh, no.
Any hooser. We're going to get to some X's and O's. We're going to get to some audio here in a second. Prior to doing all of that, we go to the text line. From the 510, Phil, do you have a relationship with 76ers coach and fellow Union City native Lloyd Pierce? Can you speak on the college and pro coaches currently from Union City? Handy, Pierce, David Shaw, Vince,
Amy
yep. from Arizona, to name a few.
Yeah, me and Lloyd Pierce, man, we go way back. We used to play Pro-Am together
okay.
in San Francisco.
Keys are?
Yeah, wow. baby. Me and Lloyd, our team were one of the very few teams that went undefeated. The whole Pro-Am, man, we was over here rolling heads.
And what you don't know, Zach Phil, I'm about to put you on blast. Felix Hook Mitchell. No, I got it wrong. Help me out. Hook.
All you gotta do
Hook
is
right. Up. Mitchell's right.
The only one
Felix
that ever,
is the wrong
yeah,
part, right?
Hook Mitchell. Yeah, the only Hook one Mitchell. Ever to beat him yeah. in a dunk contest was Phil Handy right there in Mosswood. You want to speak to that, Phil?
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
You can Google Hook it. Mitchell in a dunk
the
contest?
Only time ever.
What'd you do?
To
Did you
win
jump
it.
From the free throw line?
I was there.
Nah, man, you know, I had a few things up my sleeve back
Phil
in the
had
day,
hops.
Man.
How
man.
Good were you and who?
Phil had hops.
As a right. player.
I was all right.
Hey,
sounds
he's
better
humble,
than that.
Humble guy. Phil, hey, Zach, the Skywalker.
All right.
Not
let's,
Kenny.
Let's get to some audio, shall we?
Wait a minute. Let me back to your question. Mm-hmm. I just wanted the text about the Lloyd and the other coaches. I mean, obviously Brian Shaw, man, has been somebody who's been a mentor of mine
mm-hmm.
for a long time. I mean, the Bay Area has a lot of people that are doing a lot of things on the coaching level. So it's just good to see all of us be able to continue to blaze trails,
be successful.
Yeah, man,
it's great, man. I'm an East Bay kid, man. I love it. Believe me, I love it. Guru and I talk about it all the time. Keeping the Warriors, not going to happen. Keeping the Raiders, hopefully happens. Keeping the A's, hopefully happens. I'm an East Bay kid. I'm from Berkeley, not from Oakland, but Berkeley is right next to Oakland. Yep. And I spent a lot of time playing hoop out there in Oakland, and I love nothing more than hearing successful stories of people from the East Bay that go out and do things on a national level. So hopefully, for me, all the success in the world, just not the Cavs beating the Warriors in the final.
Yeah, especially Monday.
Yeah. let's hear from Bron, who I believe Phil Handy is sharing a hotel room with. I can neither confirm nor deny that. Here is LeBron, audio courtesy of ESPN, saying the Cavs and the Warriors are not a rival.
At the end of the day, we're just trying to get better. You know, we got a couple of days where we can get some really good time in on the court with one another. Try to get better, but we don't look at it as a rival. They're a great team. They've been the best team in the league for the last couple of years, last 3 years. So, you know, we just want to try to get better.
Just try to get better, Phil.
I believe them.
Assistant coach for the Cavs. No, you don't. You believe him? They are a full-blown rival.
Oh,
this
no,
is Celtics,
there's no doubt.
Lakers,
yeah, no, there's no
all
doubt
over
there.
Again,
he,
Phil.
Regardless.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as say the Celtics, Lakers. That's pretty deep.
Well, this will be number three if they both make it this time.
Deep. But to the soundbite that you just heard from Bron,
the mindset?
That's our mindset every day. It's not about who we're playing. It's about how we're playing. You know, we just – T. Lou preaches it every day, man. You know, let's carry championship habits. It's
you
real.
You do not prepare for the Kings like you prepare for the Warriors.
No, listen, every game
Phil.
Is different. Every game is different.
All right.
You always prepare for the opponents that you're playing against. Some teams have more weapons than others. Hey, look, Golden State is a powerful team. That's how do you can't even prepare for them. How do you prepare for them? You don't look, man. You just you go out, you put together a game plan, and you hope the guys execute it. And you hope it goes well that day. And that's the truth. You think you got that BS look on your face.
Yeah, because you're lying to me right now. No, go ahead, Guru. I'm sorry. Serious. Go ahead, Guru.
Now, the Christmas game, how shocked were you that you guys were down in the fourth? And how shocked did you about what you saw from the Warriors in regard to KD? He has this in his resume now, phenomenal in the first four quarters, but maybe at the end in crunch time, you know, Steph didn't get as many looks as a lot of people here say he should get, and they're working on that.
Getting them now.
Were you shocked that you guys ran down the Warriors and won that game? Because I love the intensity of that game.
I'm not shocked either. I'm not shocked that we were down. Like I said, man, that's a potent team. I mean, NBA game, man. The way them dudes score, you know, they can have you down in a heartbeat. So, no.
And they substituted Kevin Durant for Harrison Barnes. I know you're not going to say that as a future successful coach, as Stephen A. Smith said, but that's what you mean. They took Harrison Barnes, said bye-bye, and then put in KD.
There are different pieces that fit better with different teams. Now, look, Golden State, even though they're playing well, they're not. I wouldn't by any means say that they're playing their best basketball because they're still trying to figure each other out.
Not peaking.
Like, you know, KD is a different animal, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that dude is 7 foot. He can handle the ball. He's a scorer. I mean, so it's a different dynamic than Harrison Barnes. He played a different role, which still fit with the team and made him successful.
And they're 34-6, and I almost want to say I don't buy that, but it's real.
No, man, that's real about them not playing their best basketball because I still think that they're trying to figure that chemistry out.
Phil Handy, Director of Player Development, Assistant Coach for the Cavs. Good enough to join us. Daryl, the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Let's hear from LeBron here again. Sound courtesy of ESPN, talking about the Warriors versus the Cavs. Just another game. Bull crap.
It's just the next game. You know, it's Golden State. They're a hell of a team. They're the best team, like I said, in the league, and they've been that way for the last 3 years, 4 years, however long it's been. I'm not quite sure, but we don't put all – listen, you guys know our coach. He doesn't put all, you know, all our eggs in one basket for one game.
Come on. This is not just another regular season game.
Hey, man, I wish
Sorry.
You could be a fly on the wall. Look, I'm not saying – here's the difference.
This game is so much – this is the biggest game of basically your year.
It's a regular season game.
I know.
So what I'm saying is a lot of people think that you cannot put a lot of emphasis on one game because, look, you think about this. The Warriors came to Cleveland last year, and they wore us out. So if that was like the
game
mindset.
Game four, right?
No. I'm talking I'm talking about in the regular season.
Oh yeah. Christmas last year.
They came
last
and beat
yeah.
us by 30 yeah. on our home court.
Yeah.
So if we put so much emphasis on that one game, man, we'd be dead. I mean, that's – you can't – look, you want to go out every night. 82 games, a lot of people don't understand what that means, the travel, the schedule. 82 games is a lot of games. You are not going to get your best every night from these dudes. It's humanly impossible. But the mantra, the message, let's be professional, let's play hard every night. Some nights they have it. I mean, we just got our butts whooped up in Portland.
Hmm.
You know, guys were tired.
Yeah.
Legs are tired.
Back to back, right?
There's no excuses, this is why they get paid what they get paid. You know, people don't understand what they go through with their bodies. Best believe, do we want to play hard? Do we want to win on Monday? Absolutely. We want to win every game, and that's the way we treat it.
Now, I know you got to worry about what's going on in your own backyard, but when you heard the news that KD was coming to Golden State and now you see them, you know, you played them, is anything off in regard to what you thought you were going to see? Do you think there's a problem of who's the closer? Because, like you said, they have a lot of offensive firepower, but they don't have the protection at the rim, which I thought helped Cleveland win that game come Christmas. You know, when you look at the Warriors with KD, if you're Steph Curry, Phil, I mean, when you look at it, he's the one game that had to suffer the most. And I know he won't come out and say it because it was his team. But now, I don't know if you've been watching or following, Steph's been more assertive now. And a lot of people here in this area are happy that has happened.
Well, look, I think those dudes, you're talking about great players. You're not talking about mediocre players. You're talking about great players. So, in their mindset, you know, all them dudes are just doing, they're figuring each other out. Guru, I'm telling you. That's a process, man. I mean, you think about when Bron went to Miami, him and D-Wade had to figure each other out. It didn't work over, you know, it wasn't.
Wow.
It wasn't growing like that. They're great players. But even with that, they're figuring each other out. And like figuring out how you look, man, is give and take. Kyrie and Bron had to figure each other out.
So sometimes it's never the opponent. It's themselves.
It's all, and that's what I'm saying. The Warriors, they have the same mindset we do. They're not worried about us. You know, they're worrying about, man, how are we doing with our system? How are we doing as a team? Where are we in terms of building towards winning a championship? That's what good teams do. Mm. You know, you can't be focused on. I mean, yeah, you want to have the pieces to compete. But at the end of the day,
it's not over if you lose a game.
Yeah, you're worried about what you're doing to get better every day as you march toward the playoffs.
Bay Area Zone, Phil Handy, assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Some audio from Kevin Durant, Guru, Steve Kerr as well, and I'll paraphrase for Klay Thompson. And also some three-point numbers that I think are pretty indisputable. We'll get into all of it.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Happy, Saturday night? Can I get my Guru Saturday night?
No, we kind of went through
that one.
The Guru Drop it, Wes.
How long does it take?
Saturday night.
There we go. You're damn right.
But
Saturday
we normally
night.
Don't ask for it. That's why it ain't organic.
Well, whatever. Well, the flag on Wes then
and
for not playing
on
it on himself.
For saying Felix hooked Mitchell. I know who Felix Mitchell, a legend in the town.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's also Hook Mitchell.
Felix Hook Mitchell?
That
you can
wrong.
Buy names then?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Welcome on
Wes
back.
Wes knew.
We have an hour more to go. After this segment with the fantastic Phil Handy, you know him, director, player development, assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Can we play once again Stephen A. Smith talking about the future endeavors, which I hope Phil does not forget me when I hit him up, because I will hit Phil up behind Guru's back. I will direct message him on Facebook or Instagram or whatever he has, and I will ask him for an interview or ask him for tickets or maybe
You're
even gear. Maybe
yeah.
even gear. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's hear Stephen A. Smith on the future of Phil.
My man Phil Handy, who's an assistant coach formerly of the Lakers, now in Cleveland, works with Kyrie Irving and other players a lot, does a hell of a job. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach for years to come in the NBA. Give him his love.
Give him his love, Bay Area. Look a lot of people on the text line, Phil, not happy
That's
with you.
All right.
They,
That's okay,
they're calling you a traitor.
No, they're not.
You did give the speech that led the
that
Cavs.
Anybody in the Bay Area will call me a traitor.
They're mad at you because the Cavs beat the Warriors. You can understand that. You're a Bay boy.
You know what,
No?
Man? Bay Area people ride with Bay Area people.
All right. Let's quickly give this some sound here. Can we do that?
You've been teasing it.
Kevin Durant. This is not true. Let's just play it for Phil. Go ahead. Here's Kevin Durant.
I'm more excited about having an off day tomorrow. You know, January is like the roughest. It's like you're in the basement of the season almost, where you're just like grinding it out. Every other day is a game. It's like the weather is not as good as you want it to be. It's not like how it is beginning of the season or at the end of the year. It's just like, you know, it's practicing every other day. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of weird. It's January. Middle of January is always the toughest part for me. And so to have a couple of days off is cool. And, you know, we're looking forward to having some good practices and, you know, playing another game on our home floor.
Sound courtesy of John Dickinson, our super reporter. Zero chances in hell, Phil, that he's more excited about the days off than this game on Monday.
Man, you telling you, bro, you do not understand. I can identify with what KD's just
really?
Said. No, seriously, straight up. Listen, man.
The players
dudes,
really don't care. The coaches don't care.
It's not about caring. He cares. Look, you best believe come Monday, KD gonna be fired up. But I hear what he's saying about, yo, man, I need this day off.
It's a grind.
If I'm gonna be able to give what I need to give for that game for Monday, this day off, I'm looking forward to it. Kick my feet up, not doing nothing, do my ice, do my therapy, get a massage, whatever. I'm telling you, man.
The game means
I always
a lot,
laugh,
though, man.
Exactly.
It's the Cavs. It'd be like me. Okay.
But you guys are not understanding the
Oh, get ready, Phil. He's going analogy on you.
Okay.
Zach analogies.
And my analogies are
Watch
terrible.
Look at Wes.
And brace for it. This is going to be one of my worst analogies ever. Yeah, just throw the flag already.
Yeah, where it goes.
I haven't even done it yet.
Yeah.
We often talk. He loves Halle Berry. I love Jessica Alba. Okay? This would be like me being KD. Saying that hollering at Jessica Alba is the same as hollering at whatever random girls on the street. When I'm hollering at Jessica Alba, please believe I am stepping my mouthpiece up game times 100 versus some random girl that I meet on the street.
Okay, I like that analogy, but what you're saying...
The Cavs are Holly Berry.
No, but look what you're saying.
Jessica Alba.
Listen, he's not talking to Jessica Alba right now. He might not talk to her until Monday, but best believe when he talks to her on Monday, he's going to be ready.
And
you feel me?
No,
yeah,
that's
I do.
And I always tell him, because, you know, everything looks luxurious, you know, back-to-back. I'm like, ain't no back-to-back. They're in these planes.
Let me ask you a question. You still hoop?
Say no. No. I'm the hooper of the show.
I hooped in the last week, I don't hoop
frequently. No, that's even great to my point.
I got stroke, man. First team all league.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. It was raining. I don't know where
you hooped. Be honest. You hooped last week.
Yeah.
How did you feel after you hooped?
Great.
You didn't have no...
Because I got stroke.
The next day, you didn't feel like, oh, man, you know,
a little sore, but okay, I was so good.
It was raining.
Just think about this. That was one day that you hooped, right? Just one random day that you went and hooped out of how many days? These dudes
365.
Hoop. These dudes hoop every day.
No. I'll tell you this. Shooting the three-point shot, I have never felt more bad or insecure about my ability to play basketball than when I shot an actual NBA three-point shot, because that is so much different than junior college and high school. It is unbelievably different. Anyways.
I mean, and then on top of that, the beating that you take every night.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about guy like KD, guy like Bron barreling down on you every night. That's taxing on your body. Yeah.
Now,
so.
Eddie House's dad, Mr. House, is a big contributor of the show, Phil.
He loves the show.
Oh, yes, he calls it.
Where is he?
He talks about you, too. He told me to ask you, how was Pop's gumbo?
Oh, my goodness.
Smacking?
You know what's crazy? Huh. I don't even like gumbo.
And?
Fire.
Oh.
Really?
Fire. So the fire emoji is always good.
Fire. Before we get to X's and O's, let's hear from Steve Kerr talking about the Dubs-Cavs game.
I'd like to do both. That's the obvious answer. We always try to focus on the process and keep getting better. And that's all it's about, is continuing on with the work in progress. And we made a good step tonight, and hopefully we'll play well.
From the 707, Phil Handy is a solid guest. The man has great insight. You got to have him on the show more often. Well, look, when he becomes, can we pull up the Stephen A. Smith audio, please?
You'll hear it about five more times.
Play it one more time for the audience, minutes. And then I'll address the text.
My man Phil Handy, who's an assistant coach formerly of the Lakers, now in Cleveland, works with Kyrie Irving and other players a lot, does a hell of a job. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach for years to come in the NBA. Give him his love.
Give him his love.
That's what we're doing.
And hopefully he'll give the love back when he becomes big time. Because I'm expecting him to not return my phone calls.
It's in the dough, player.
Thank you, Shooty Babbitt. Thank you, Shooty Babbitt.
Man, y'all making me want to call Stephen A. right now.
For real. Stephen A. That was on a big time platform.
Yeah.
You see the numbers they get? That First Take thing? That's not how we roll.
About like ours.
All right. I want to do X's and O's here. Can we do that for a second?
I don't believe we will, but.
Just on the court. I want to know, from your time playing, from your time coaching, from your time strengthening and conditioning, and what'd you say? Kobe could call you at 4 in the morning, and you'd be at the gym at 4 in the morning? Is that really how it went down?
That's pretty accurate.
The top 8 teams in three-point percentage are also the top 8 teams in winning percentage. Your thoughts on the three-point shot and how that's evolved and
changed
the game of basketball.
I'm OG.
And he loves the back-to-the-basket guy.
Still do it.
The game has changed, man. It's a different game now.
Wow.
I mean, you look around that 90s era, so you had centers.
Heat Knicks.
Yeah, you know, you had big-time Patrick Ewings, the Olajuwons. It's a different era.
Mm-hmm.
The game has changed. It's a totally different game now. So you see big guys in the league that are not mobile, they struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of the way teams are trying to put their teams together.
They
want to play faster, they want to speed the game up, and they want to play on the perimeter. Shooting the three ball in the NBA now is a big part of winning. You have to be able to have guys on the floor that can one space the floor and knock down shots. I mean, that's how our team is built.
You have to do it now, though, right?
You have to.
DeMarcus is doing it. You saw him last night, effectively.
He had a couple against us last night. I mean, it's the game has just shifted.
But you have to, right? Like, you can't do the old school. And you know how much I love Guru. And we fight about this all the time.
Well, you look at it.
Is it necessary to have a back-to-the-basket score? I guess is my question.
Tristan Thompson on line one. He helps.
You have to have an interior presence. So it could come in different forms. Mm. Like with Chicago, they didn't have a true big man, but MJ was a post-up player. People don't think about that.
Okay.
He played from the block a lot,
Scotty,
which gave them an interior presence. Like, he could post up anybody.
Horace,
you know,
Grant.
For us, Kevin Love posts up. You know,
He's improved his game.
Will post up. You know, Golden State is a little bit of a different team. They don't necessarily have a post presence, but they use post-ups very effectively.
Hmm.
Put the ball in the post, and they run a lot of split action, which messes a lot of teams up. Hmm. So it's a balance, man. You know, you look at Memphis. You know, they're still like a grindhouse type of team. You know, they got Randolph and Gasol, and both of those guys are very high-level post players, and they're still being successful with it. I just think that, you know, every team is a little different, and now you have guys like Karl-Anthony Towns. You know,
phenomenal.
He's a phenomenal young player.
Back to the basket, most, yeah.
But he's also a
pretty, Cousins too.
You know,
yeah.
Cousins,
yeah.
The kid Porzingis. You know, yep. these are all young players that are big, but they're mobile. Mm-hmm. They can put the ball on the floor. They can play from the perimeter. You know, you have a lot of that now. That's where the game has kind of gone.
Yeah, I look, man. It's been fun watching this game evolve, and I think basketball more than any sport for me has risen. I mean, NFL's king.
NBA's on its
baseball
way.
Baseball is
making strides.
What do they call baseball? America's sport. Baseball's
pastime.
Always been the national pastime. Football's been risen to the. But the most intriguing and interesting for me part has been the NBA rising. We appreciate your time. Phil Handy, check him out. What is it? Instagram? What do we got? What is it? The real 95
feet.
4 feet or what is
hey,
it?
Hey, come on,
sorry,
man.
Sorry. I'm just
the real 94 feet of game.
The real 94 feet of game. Great insight. He is the Director of Player Development Assistant Coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll get back to your phone calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. The Niners. They don't have a GM. Or coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.